Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome in to the Friday edition of the Gym Class at KGYM. We got a good one coming up for you today. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us as he was at Big 12 Basketball Media Day on Wednesday, was also at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas yesterday. We'll talk about that and talk about the Big 12 and all things basketball, including Iowa recruiting with Kevin Lehman coming up. It is a Friday. That means it's also time for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. All that and more coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. Taking you through the 3 o'clock hour, it is the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, here today as local programming block underway. We'll be followed at 4 o'clock by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And then we go three separate ways tonight at 7. We will have for you on 1600 AM the Big Top 10 Class 4A battle, number 10 Prairie and number 2 Cedar Falls from the Unidome tonight. John Haggerty, Jeff Moss, and myself will be calling that one for you. The winner-take-all District 3 of Class 4A battle. 106.3 FM coming your way tonight. It'll be the Battle for the Boot, the 51st annual game between Iowa City West and Iowa City High from Bates Field in Iowa City. Miles Klotz and Gary Fickle on the call for that one. Immediately following the games, we will have the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show and all the scores from around the states and reports, etc. And hopefully by 12 midnight tonight, the list of playoff teams should be by midnight tonight. We had it last year by midnight, and Jeff Downing swears by the fact that he will have it tonight for you before 12 midnight. Then probably the Iowa High School Athletic Association has put out a statement saying maybe around 2 o'clock this morning, tomorrow morning, I guess I should say, for the actual first round matchups as 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A, and 8 player. We'll get high school football playoff action started next Friday night, and then we'll let you know where we will be once we figure it out. And then on 107.5 FM tonight at 7 o'clock, Game 3 of the World Series between the Astros and the Nationals as the Nats lead that 2-0 as they head back to Washington, D.C. for the first World Series game in the nation's capital since 1933. So we got three things coming your way tonight for you right here on KGYM. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. A lot of great options on KGYM tonight, and you don't have to listen to just one. You can flip around. You can do whatever you want. We have options for you, and three excellent games. One, as you mentioned, in Major League Baseball, but two really good games. Traditional one down in Iowa City, and then Prairie tries to knock off what some believe is the number one team in the state.
Yeah, one of the two 4A unbeatens with Cedar Falls. Valley is the other one, and should be a very entertaining game. And I, for one, am glad it's kind of indoors tonight. Always fun to head up to the Dome, and we hope to be back there in 3 weeks and 4 weeks. See how it all plays out. We are presented here on the Gym Class by our friends at Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They're locally owned. They have handcrafted beers. They've been serving those in Cedar Rapids for over 20 years. Third Base Brewery originals are always on tap, like the popular Flying Aces Pale Ale. And Third Base has been serving up some of the best craft beer in the area for a long, long time. Stop in with friends, play around a dart, shoot some pool. It's just one more reason that people keep coming back to gather at Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM.
Of course, a big day of college football tomorrow. We'll start it at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning with Before the Boom, the Iowa football pregame show, as the Hawks get set to face Northwestern in Evanston. And then, 12:30? For the Iowa State pregame show.
Correct.
Facing Oklahoma State. And for once, good weather forecast in Ames. They've had a real struggle this year.
They deserve some good weather. Mid-50s, sunshine. Yeah. That's a far cry from what I took a gander at next week, ladies and gentlemen. About 7 days, 6 days from now. I hope you're ready for a certain four-letter word that is in the forecast for next week. This is not an April Fool's Day either. I'm not sure I'm ready for it, but hey, it is almost November, isn't it? We've been spoiled a little bit by the fall, so
let's see if that comes to fruition.
We just scared Kyle Mann. Here he comes on the run.
It took a second to kind of soak in there. Are you guys talking about snow?
Yeah,
next week.
It's in the forecast. Possibility of snow midweek next week.
I was having a perfectly
fine
Friday.
We're just the messengers, Kyle.
What's that, Kyle?
I was having a perfectly fine Friday.
I'm sorry.
I hate you guys.
You don't hate us.
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Speaking of that game at Evanston tomorrow, we have a poll question today for you at KGYMradio.com. Brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. It goes like this. What's tomorrow's best bet in Evanston? Iowa giving 10 points. Northwestern getting 10 points. Over 37.5 points. Or under the same total. Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And speaking of Emil's, we'll have our Emil's Hideaway pick six at the end of the show.
Yeah, looking forward to talking with Dave Alec again and coming in and making picks. I'm going to try to go 6-0 again. Doubtful, but I'm going to try to go 6-0 again. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up in about 6-7 minutes or so. We'll talk some college basketball as college basketball season getting underway next week as well. Snow and college basketball. One of them is a good thing, the other one not so much. I'll let you decide which one's a good one. So he was at Big 12 Media Day on Wednesday, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about what is happening with Iowa recruiting as well. So a lot to talk about in the world of college hoops with Kevin Lehman, and we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit, and then we'll have the Emil's Hideaway pick six. Before we get going too far into the show today, usually we talk about how, you know, great anniversaries or whatnot in the world of sports. This one is not a great anniversary, and I still remember most of the details of this particular day 20 years ago, and it's blows my mind. It's been 20 years already. 1999, on this day, we lost the great Payne Stewart. Terrific golfer, major champion, and, of course, was in the what turned out to be a small plane accident. The cabin depressurized from what they understand in mid-flight, and five others, along with Payne, I think, were all killed pretty much instantly, and then the plane crashed in a remote area. But that was a tough day for golf, certainly back in 1999.
Yeah, it was. He was really in the prime of his career and had won a major championship. Really a colorful player. Worn knickers all, if not most of the time.
The plus fours.
And wore that hat that Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know what kind of hat you call that.
What's a Ben Hogan type hat.
Yeah. But he was a colorful character and a really, really good golfer, and had a great sense of humor and touched a lot of players' lives. And that was a shocking day.
Yeah. Had a contract with the National Football League as well, to where a lot of his knickers plus fours were had NFL logos on them. Interesting. But we miss Payne Stewart to this day, and what a great ambassador of the game of golf he was out there. So just wanted to put that out there. 319-366-1600 is Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. If you would like to weigh in, Hertina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Iowa Northwestern coming up tomorrow. We'll have Before the Boom, as you mentioned, at 9 o'clock. That is an 11 o'clock kickoff, or just past 11 o'clock over at Ryan Field in Evanston. And a lot of people anticipating a low-scoring affair as far as that ball game is concerned. And that over-under, the over-under keeps going down throughout the week.
Yeah, it's been under 30 points on the total the last 2 years. 3 years ago, it was in the 60s, 38, 30, 31, something like that. But you would have to think so because of the various aspects. Both have very good defenses. Northwestern has not really shown much on offense. At least we'll see if that's the case tomorrow. And we know about Iowa's running game woes, and see if the Hawkeyes can get on track there.
Yeah, Northwestern's defense is not a bad defense.
Very good defense.
They got two of the better defenders in the Big Ten with Fisher and
Gaziano.
How can you have that name slip your mind? It's the greatest football name in the Big
Ten
this
year. You got a lot
on
your mind today. Come on.
And he is... We'll see. We'll see. Usually these are knockdown, drag-out affairs as far as Iowa and Northwestern is concerned. Iowa State will host Oklahoma State in homecoming. We'll have it for you at 12:30 tomorrow on 1600 AM for you. And this is an interesting game. Dave Hunsicker, we talked with him earlier in the week, the play-by-play voice of Oklahoma State football, and he's very upbeat. He still thinks this Oklahoma State team can make a lot of noise in the Big 12 as long as they hold on to the football. And that has been the problem. Lost at home to Baylor last week when they just could not hold on to the football. Baylor played well, but Oklahoma State gave them a lot of short fields in that particular ball game.
I'm anxious to see this Chuba Hubbard, who leads the nation in rushing, and how he can fare against Iowa State's very good defense. And Oklahoma State's is still a pretty good football team, but... a 10.5 point underdog.
Yeah. Still have aspirations, but they are outside aspirations to get to the Big 12 championship game. Iowa State's are even more alive. But Cyclones, if they want to go to Dallas, they need to win tomorrow because then they have the bye week and then things get tougher for Iowa State. They go to Norman, I believe, after that.
And then at home against Texas.
And then at home against Texas. And that will probably decide Iowa State's fate as far as a possible Big 12 championship run, or at least to get to the Big 12 championship game.
What are your thoughts on the series? Do you think Houston's done? The Nats, of course, at home now with a 2-0 lead.
Not done, but they better win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If Houston doesn't win tonight, it is over. It is over. Even with Verlander and Cole and others, I just don't see them beating the Nationals four straight.
I'd stop short of saying it's over for the Astros because it's just too talented of a team. And
Washington is playing so well right now.
Yeah, and from the start, playing with house money and a lot of confidence if it can go up 3-0, it will not look good for the Astros.
319-366-1600. I am intrigued by Michigan Notre Dame tomorrow night. I am really intrigued by that ball game tomorrow night.
We're going to pick that on the Emil's Hideaway pick six.
I'm not as intrigued, but I think it's a huge game tomorrow for the Big Ten, for Rutgers and Liberty. Never thought I'd say that, but how is it going to look if Liberty comes into a Big Ten stadium and just tromps a Big Ten football team?
Liberty's favored.
Liberty is favored. Mm-hmm. Hugh Freeze and the Liberty Flames go into Piscataway tomorrow to take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. That one is not the scene of College Game Day. We'll just put that out there. 16 past the hour of 3. We're going to take a break, come back. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us, and we will talk some college basketball. He was at Big 12 Media Day on Wednesday, and plenty to talk about with the Big 12 and also with Iowa. Since the last time we talked to Kevin, 3 commitments for the Hawkeyes and the news about Xavier Foster yesterday. So we'll talk about that. When we return, you're listening to The Gym Class, presented by Third Base Brewery here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it, so now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment for tires or maintenance at lindertire.com.
Purchase a set of four select Yokohama tires by October 31st to receive an $80 prepaid Visa with mail-in rebate.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Right on their reputation for integrity and excellent service.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4344 120th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Back with you in the gym class on this Friday here at KGYM. Later on for you, high school football action at around 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. We'll be at the Uni Dome for Prairie and Cedar Falls. Winner take all for the District 3 championship in Class 4A. It'll be the Battle of the Boot on 106.3 FM, West High at City High, coming up tonight in Iowa City. That will be at 7 o'clock or thereabouts as well. And the World Series tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. We are getting closer and closer, inching our way to the college basketball season. And we're going to talk with Kevin Lehman on a weekly basis once we get going in earnest with college basketball. But we're going to talk with him today because there's plenty going on. And that doesn't even begin to talk about the fact we could see snow in the forecast next week. So that's a sure sign of college basketball, right, Kevin?
Well, it is, Scott. And to think about it, we're less than 2 weeks away from teams tipping off for this season. So it is coming fast and furious. It's just like the snow. I'm not sure if I'm ready for it or not, but here it comes.
I am not.
Kevin, you're headed for warmer climate. Come on.
We're going to do a few games in the cold up there at Northern Iowa and one in St. Louis before that, Mark, so don't feel so bad.
Okay. Hey, Big 12 Media Day on Wednesday, and I would imagine there were a lot of people around a certain coach from Lawrence, Kansas. Just a hunch that I had.
Oh, I'd say about 20 deep when they have the breakout sessions one-on-one with the coaches. And it's always funny to watch that because no matter what year it is, there's 20 deep reporters around Bill Self. There's a couple programs like Scott Drew at Baylor. There's just nobody there talking to him. So I usually go talk to those guys to make them feel a little more welcome. But, yeah, a lot of talk and not much coming from Kansas. I will tell you this, so I will always go watch their practice afterwards. Now you have to sign a sheet who you are and why you're there and who you're representing.
Mm. Mm. That's kind of after the cow has gotten out of the barn, though, isn't it?
Well, I was wondering if Snoop Dogg had to sign in and get his midnight madness for him.
Hey, Kevin, Isaiah Moss, of course, is there now and graduate transfer from Iowa. What can you tell us about us and what to expect this upcoming season from him?
Well, I talked to Isaiah, and he's hurt right now with a hamstring pull. Did not practice on Wednesday and did not play in their exhibition last night. And I also talked to Bill Self. Now, you'll like this. I asked Isaiah, you know, how's the transition been? And you know this, guys, in the athletic dorm that Kansas built for their athletes, they have a barbershop in there.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, Isaiah thought, so that was one of the better things about Kansas is that athletic dorm and everything that's in there. I'm thinking next they may put a car leasing company in there so you can just lease a car when you need one if you're a Kansas Jayhawker.
So that was the selling point, and that put him over the top was the barbershop in the dorm at Kansas.
Well, it's not just a dorm. It's a dorm built for the athletes. You know, Kentucky has one. The Blue Bloods have all done this. Mm. And this thing, I want to go. I was in the lower level once. It's, you know, it's the Taj Mahal of basketball. And I think there's a small percentage of the student body that get to live in there. They're required to by NCAA rules. So there's a lottery on who gets to live in that dorm with the basketball players.
So just slightly above all the fine amenities at Burge.
Yes. Yeah, because I asked Isaiah, I said, where did you live when you're in Iowa? He goes, all across from apartments across from Carver Hawkeye. He said, this is a little different.
Poor kids get no benefits.
But I will tell you this now, Bill Self was really high on Isaiah. He said, no, he shot at 41-42% for the Hawks last year. Now, of course, the line a little bit longer. But he says, I see Isaiah being a guy who's going to shoot consistently around 39-40% from that three-point line. If you know Kansas, they've always got those bigs. They always have an outstanding point guard. They need shooters. So I think he's going to fit in pretty good for this Kansas. Well, it's a rock chalk Jayhawk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The boss.
But did kind of shied away from all of the questions off the court, the way it sounded to me anyway, is about the Jayhawk program.
Well, you know, Bill Self, obviously, and he's pretty good about the way he handles himself. He doesn't dismiss people, but in the end, he's not allowed to talk about what's going on until the investigation is complete. So that's always the out. But you get this sense, guys, that he is really focused. I'm talking about Bill Self, that I'm going to win a championship, not only a Big 12 championship. And a lot of people think this team is talented enough to win a national championship. But there's just this air about Kansas, like, we're going to stick it to the NCAA and win the whole thing, and then now let's see what you're going to do. You make us a vacate. What's going to happen when all this shakes out?
As far as Iowa State goes, Kevin, a lot of noise about Tyrese Haliburton, and justifiably so. What do you see out of the Cyclones? What are their composition this year?
Well, there's some concerns. When you talk to Francis Stella and those guys that cover the Big 12 on a weekly basis, there's just so much loss from the scoring column for Iowa State and many new faces. So there's some concern about how good the Cyclone team can be just because there's not a lot of answers other than once you get past Tyrese Haliburton and, of course, Solomon Young coming back, Michael Jacobson. But they got some big shoes to fill. So how good can Prince Nixon convert from playing in the Mountain West to Colorado State? Bolden, we know, has proved he can do it. So most people are kind of thinking, you know, them 6th, 7th is a good spot for Iowa State right now.
Hmm, interesting. And who is the there's always one pick, dark horse pick, if you will. Who is it that coaches and media are talking about this year in the Big 12?
Well, I tell you, a team that gets no love, it's always pretty good when you think about it, and that's Scott Drew's team at Baylor. Now, they are picked 2nd. But it's a team we don't talk about much, but they're always long guys. They play that unconventional zone. They're in the top half of the Big 12. So a lot of talk about them because they've got a player that might be Tristan Clark. Some say might be player of the year. Very talented. Was hurt part of last year. But I think that's the team. West Virginia really struggled last year. You know, Huggins knocked me down for long. But the big question I think that you're seeing, Scott and Mark, is, can Texas Tech reload and do this again like they did last year? The Final Four team came out of, you know, they were battling for the Big 12 championship 2 years ago. The injury knocked them out. Had a lot of new faces last year, made that Final Four run. Can he reload and do it again? talking about Chris Beard at Texas Tech.
Kevin, a bunch of recruiting news on the Iowa front since we last talked to you. Of course, Ulis was already in the fold. Now Tony Perkins, shooting guard from Indiana, apparently has committed. The Murray twins have committed. Before we get into those players, can you put your mathematician hat on and tell us where we're at on numbers, especially if Jason Bohannon doesn't play this year?
Jordan,
I'm sorry.
I've done that a million times.
Oh, God.
Yeah, can we bring Jason back? This is in black and gold. Well, I tell you what, Mark. I don't think it matters anymore to count scholarships because there's so much turnover in Division I basketball. With this portal, transfers in and out. And I think Fran has some real flexibility because Riley Till, is this a one-year deal on scholarship that he could be taken off? You can always take the McCaffrey boys and have them come off scholarship, too, and open things up. But we all know what the sweepstakes is at the end of this. It's Xavier Foster.
Yep.
Are they going to get him, or is he going to go to Iowa State? It's going to be one of those two. And that's the sweepstakes winner if you can get Xavier Foster at your school.
Sounds like the decision is imminent for Xavier Foster. Probably, November 11th-ish? Right in there anyway. And I think it's great that he's going to stay in state. He's a very talented individual. Seven-footers don't come along very often. That is a bonus. We'll see if one side's going to be happy, the other side is not going to be quite as happy.
How many Iowa kids has Iowa State gotten?
That's the question.
Well, I was just gonna bring that up, guys. I think the fact that he's staying in state really helps Iowa. Because you look at that roster, with what they have as Iowa players, I just counted, of their 16 players, I'm talking walk-ons too, 10 of the Hawkeyes are Iowa natives. And you're also talking about, Wieskamp, Bohannon, Kreener, Pimsel, and the two McCaffrey boys. So I think this puts Iowa in a great situation because this is a young man who wants to play in his home state, and he's got relationships with these current Iowa players that came out of these Iowa high schools, either through AAU basketball, or, I think the best recruiter Fran McCaffrey has been Patrick McCaffrey.
Mm.
What was your reaction to the Murray boys being offered and committing?
Well, to be honest now, shocked.
Mm.
Especially that both of them are coming and there's two scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
Because I look at them as, and you've seen them a lot, Scott. I mean, these guys are developing players. They could be really good. It's going to take a couple years. But you've got two scholarships tied up. We know they're high-quality kids. But Fran has done this now. Think of Nicholas Bear. Fran's been able to find guys that are under-recruited and end up growing and maturing, becoming really good players.
Yep.
So maybe he's seeing something in these Murray twins. They got great pedigrees, but something that we're not seeing. And other schools didn't see because, we remember, their only offer to out of high school was Western Illinois.
True. They put on some weight, the way it sounds, down at the prep school in Daytona Beach. And they're working on basketball down there for a year. It's basic.
They're really skilled. They can shoot it. They can pass and dribble. I think the question is, how much toughness do they have to compete at the level in the Big Ten? And maybe that will come with maturity as they grow older and get more muscle on them.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about Tony Perkins, the shooting guard out of Indiana, Kevin?
Well, not a whole lot, but I'm seeing Fran do this, Mark. You look at his recruiting. The four and four-plus guy, top of the recruits in Iowa, he's going after hard. And you look at, he got Wieskamp. He went after J.J. Carton. Of course, he got his son, Patrick. Now not Xavier Foster. It looks to me like he's going, rather than wasting his time fighting the blue buds for these four- and five-star recruits out of state, he's looking for some three-star guys with big upside.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron White was that way. So I think you're going to see this young man fall in that category. This is the guy who's seeing something in, and let's get him and develop him and get on him early before other schools do.
Kind of sounds like a recipe that maybe a coach down the hall is using on the football field a little bit. Get those three-star guys in and try to coach them up as much as possible.
But I think Xavier Foster shoots, guys, because, you know, Fran has locked up the borders with the Iowa kid he's gotten. And Wieskamp Camp was a great example of that. Now, if you get Xavier Foster, I think that's a huge feather in his cap. And, you know, as I said, that is the jackpot that everyone's looking for. And you throw him in, you know, Wieskamp may be gone after this year, but, you know, if he can keep getting those top guys, like losing DJ Carton was a real blow, I thought, to Iowa. If they could have kept him in state, they could have really, really had things rolling.
We picked newcomer of the year in the Big Ten, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he's well on his way. He's going to be a good one for Ohio State. You've been visiting camps and practices. You mentioned Kansas. You were there. I know you went down to Springfield to see Missouri State. They are picked as the favorite in the Mo Valley. What about the Bears?
Scott, they are loaded. They are oozing with talent. But I'm not sure how well the pieces fit together. And neither is Coach Dana Ford, because his concern was lack of leadership in his locker room and on his courts. And I said, Coach, you got guys that are all left other fairly successful programs. You know, for example, Josh Hall was at Nevada. He's got a kid from Middle Tennessee State, Tyreek Dixon, as his point guard. He's got Lamont West, came out of West Virginia. I said, maybe that's a product that these kids aren't going to be happy, don't have leadership quality. So, yeah, that's part of it. But they are really talented. And they have a guy in the middle, Gage Prem, who is ranked the second best JUCO prospect coming out of his junior college. And he is a throwback beast. I mean, big body inside. He's going to cause some problems in the Valley. He's going to give Cameron Crutwig and Austin Fife all they want.
Yeah. Missouri State, kind of the consensus pick, and then you kind of throw 2, 3, and 4 of what you and I is amongst. You kind of throw them into a bucket and just kind of shake them up a little bit. But I like the Panthers. I really like this UNI team if they all stay healthy, and Fife especially.
I watched them practice, Scott, and here's what you see the Panthers and Ben Jackson. He has an experienced team with upperclassmen on it. They're good. And they've got upperclassmen. Of course, A.J. Green is going to be a sophomore. Doesn't play like a sophomore. So I really like their chances. And when I watched them practice, I said, Jake, you are light years ahead of where you were a year ago right now. And he said, no question, because my guys have been through it. And you look at Spencer Holden, who's been around forever. Isaiah Brown has been around a bunch. Pickford's been hurt. But he's got some guys that have a lot of experience in this Valley. So, you know, I look for this Panther team to make some noise in the Missouri Valley. And, man, Bradley's another team to keep an eye on. Visit with Darren DeVries. Talked to end of practice. Talked to Matt Gaines a little bit about his team. You know, they're waiting on Tramell Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
The administration's going to let him play or not. And Liam Robbins, the young man that came out of Denver Assumption, he's 7 foot now. He lost 50 pounds during a prep school. He's becoming, he's really improved. He's going to be a force eventually in the Valley. Maybe not this year, but next year. He's 7'1", can block shots, can run the court.
On the national landscape, Kevin, Michigan State, the preseason number one team. Of course, Cassius Winston, phenomenal player. Do you believe the Spartans can end the season there?
Well, if I was a bet, man, I would take them right now. And the reason why, I don't think the one-and-done is working for Kentucky and for Duke. Michigan State is kind of old school. They're keeping guys around longer, especially Cassius Winston coming back. And we'll find out now that old wins championships, whether it's league championships or NCAA titles. We look at Virginia, look at Villanova did the years previous. So this is an experienced team with older guys. They aren't mercenaries as one and done. And I think that's the key to success now. So I like this Michigan State team. And another one getting a lot of talk out of the Big Ten is Maryland's because of their talent.
Hmm. Even without the folks they lost. I mean, they lost some good players and a lot of talent from that team.
Well, Bruno Fernando was the main guy they lost, but they, they bring back the backcourt and Collin and the guy that they call Sticks, the athletic forward. And another team, a Big Ten, getting a lot of talk is Ohio State. There are a lot of people that like this Ohio State team. And then Purdue has kind of become the new Wisconsin. Somehow Matt Painter always puts together a team that's going to finish in the top four.
True.
My friends in Champaign, Kevin, believe Brad Underwood's team is going to be pretty darn good.
Is this the same group that said Illinois is going to a bowl?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, they're getting votes, guys. They're getting votes for top 25. So he's got people back. He's got Giorgio in the middle. So that's another team to watch out for. But on the national scale, the biggest talk is about Memphis and Penny Hardaway's recruiting class. And the fact that he's a second-year coach, can he handle all this talent? He's got some one-and-done dudes. Is he experienced enough as a coach, and how far can he take this Memphis team?
Yeah, and they're going to get some push from Houston, though. Houston got one of their transfers got approved, and is a big-timer. So it's not going to be – the road is not going to be quite as easy for Memphis in the AAC, but they are going to be good.
Well, Houston got the guard, Grimes, from Kansas.
Yep, and that's the guy that is going to be eligible.
Yeah, he came out of high school as a top 15 recruit.
Yeah.
He must not like the free barbershop.
Maybe they gave him a bad do, man. I don't know. We'll see. All right, Kevin.
Yeah, they could have nicked him on that hot shave.
All right, man. Hey, we look forward to it. Basketball's around the corner. Thanks, and we'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Have a good one.
Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back.
Wait.
Whoa, I'm sorry.
What's a good haircut go for nowadays?
Well.
$20?
I don't know. I don't want to get into this. Mine's a little higher than north of that.
Well, look at your hair.
Well, I you just got Kyle looking.
Say it's $25. In 2, 3, 4 years, how many times do these kids get their hair cut?
Well, it depends.
Just do the math, people. That's all I got to say. What do you pay for a haircut?
I pay about 15 and then just a little north of 20 after a tip. I don't really understand where the extra costs for haircuts come from, at least with gentlemen. I know there's a whole lot more that goes into a female's haircut, but with guys, I don't understand.
Oh, women will spend a couple hundred dollars on a.
Yeah. From what I understand, what it happens. Can get pretty pricey. But I don't understand how guys have expensive haircuts unless you're coloring it or something like that.
Mm.
Mine's cheap. I sleep with her.
I got a buddy who tries to do it himself.
And on that note, we will send you to break as we will get ready for the Evil Sideaway Pick 6 right after this here in KGYM.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. Time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda Pilot at Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Best Buy. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Today and every Friday, the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Tune in from 4 to 7 today right here on KGYM. Two Rivers Bank and Trust. My neighborhood, my bank.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Goodness. Back with you in the gym class. This is why we don't have a webcam in here. Is it getting worse? How is it over there? You got a bird's eye view, Todd. Is it okay? Are we good?
I'm not talking about a fireable offense on the air for anybody. I don't want to get anybody in trouble here.
Can't take me anywhere.
No, I hope your picks go better than this. I hope they go better than this. Man alive. We're back. Well, we got a few moments here. Go down the rundown of tonight's schedule one more time. 7 o'clock tonight, 1600 a.m. High school football, number 10, Cedar Rapids Prairie, at number 2, Cedar Falls. 106.3 FM tonight. It will be Iowa City West at Iowa City High. And at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, it'll be the Astros and the Nationals. Game number 3 of the World Series with the Nats on top, 2-0. Announced earlier today, the Chiefs have officially ruled out, thankfully, Patrick Mahomes for Sunday Night Football this week because there was no need to have him in there that early after that injury. So, especially with a game and a half and a game in hand lead.
That won't cause any line movement, I don't think so, at Elite Sportsbook.
Oh, man. They didn't think that he was going to play anyway. So, and the Chiefs are making the right move. So, Matt Moore. Todd is trembling in his boots. Matt Moore. See him? Look at that. He can hardly hold that pen.
I actually have tennis shoes on today, Scott. But even if I were wearing boots, I wouldn't be trembling.
I don't blame you. Are we ready to go, troops?
I believe we are ready to go.
All right. Very good. It is the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast, behind the Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot. And here's how it works. The panel is assembled, ready to go. Dave's joining us here in studio, and we will make picks of 6 games. And at the end, you can call in, hitch your wagon to one of the prognosticators, and if they come up with the best week, you get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. It is that simple, ladies and gentlemen.
Our knowledge is ready to spill forth. Scott, you were the winner last week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Neck and neck with me. I think you've taken the individual lead for the season. We're going to start with the homecoming game at Jack Trice Stadium tomorrow for Iowa State. They've got Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State coming to town. Iowa State a 10.5-point favorite.
Wow. As much as Dave Hunsiger tried to talk me into hedging my thinking on this one, I will not. I think Iowa State by 2 touchdowns at least in this game. Mark.
Can I take the over, Todd? Whatever the number may be.
63 and a half.
Trying to get a 30-point system going in the pick 6.
I'm going to take Oklahoma State with that hook.
Yeah, I like Iowa State. I think they've found their feet. They're rolling right now. But that Oklahoma State offense is one of the most talented in the country. Mark my words. So I'm going to take the Cowboys to keep it close.
I'm gonna go with Iowa State. I'm with Scott. I think that this is a 2-touchdown victory and then some for Iowa State. Maybe in the neighborhood of a 42-24 type of game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Oklahoma State has quarterback issues. They're turning the ball over at an alarming rate. The clones are rolling and they're covering spreads. Give me Iowa State.
Brocktober. Dave.
Oklahoma State has played poorly their last two games after starting the season with five straight covers. Last week, they could not stop Baylor in the fourth quarter and turned the ball over three times at crunch time. Their defense suddenly has become suspect. Brock Purdy is going to light them up.
Brocktober.
Have a big day. Give me the clones.
All right. Do we need to take time here? The next game is Purdue and Illinois. Does Mark need to go talk to the Champagne Five? Mark, you're leading off.
Oh, they're on to basketball now.
You're leading off here. This game is in West Lafayette, and the Boilermakers are a 7.5-point favorite.
You'd think this would be a huge letdown, and it may be, but I'm going to take Illinois in the points.
I'm also taking Illinois. I think they're... The manner in which they won last week, I think they're feeling tough. They're at least going to keep it within a touchdown here.
Mark, you and Kyle are on lunch watch right now, I have a feeling. I'm going with Purdue here. Mark, you said it. This has let down written all over it. You beat Wisconsin at home last week. These guys are going to be flying high going to West Lafayette. Purdue will cover.
Yeah, I like Purdue as well.
Dave.
Illinois is 4-10 against the spread their last 14 games on the road. The Illini are still celebrating. Give me Purdue.
He likes Purdue in this one. I nearly hooked a drive onto the parking lot at Ross-Ade Stadium last time I was playing at Burke Boilermaker Golf Complex. I will take Purdue.
The third game is the big one in the Big Ten this weekend. Liberty at Rutgers. Oh, no. It's Wisconsin at Ohio State. We'll pick this one with the Buckeyes as a 2-touchdown favorite, Kyle.
Ohio State's had some bigger spreads these last few weeks, and I've taken them to cover them all because I think they're that good. That being said, the way Wisconsin plays, they're designed to keep things close. Give me the Badgers.
I really want to take Wisconsin here because 2 touchdowns is a lot in a Big Ten game between 2 good Big Ten football teams, but I'm not betting against Ohio State right now. Give me the Buckeyes.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Ohio State until further notice. Give me the Buckeyes.
Ohio State has won 6 straight games in this series. Both teams run the ball more than 63% of the time. Both teams complete better than 70% of their passes. Wisconsin plays at a very slow pace. The clock will keep running, and the Badgers will try to keep the game between the 20s. It didn't work for them last week as they had the ball for 41 minutes compared to the Illini, who had the ball for 19. Another stat, Illinois did not have one snap in the red zone last week. The weather forecast is for 100% rain tomorrow, winds gusting to 15 miles an hour. The game screams under, but the Buckeyes are the best team in this country, and they will cover.
Boy. Classic Dave misdirection there.
Yes, it was.
Classic misdirection.
I also looked at the weather forecast, but I'm going to go the other side of this because of that. Wind is the bane of all things football. I think Ohio State wins, but I think Wisconsin keeps this somewhat close. I'll take the 14.
Let's see if I go with Wisconsin. I'm with Kyle.
But you're also
still on lunch watch. Well done.
We can do it together, Mark.
This is a team thing going here.
But you guys have picked Ohio State. Until further notice, I'm going to go with the Buckeyes.
All right. Game number 4, Nebraska hosting Indiana. We'll go with the opening line. The initial line on this one had Indiana favored by 2 points. As much as I would, they're wearing the black shirt.
A lot of
jerseys.
People crossed the Missouri River this past week, didn't they?
They're wearing the black jerseys, the black shirts. They've got a lot riding on this game. And a friend of mine who covers Indiana says there is no way in hell Indiana's winning this football game. And I said to him, have you watched Nebraska this year? I'm going to take Nebraska, though. I don't like it, but I'm going to roll with the Huskers here.
And I see that Michael Penix of Indiana is healthy and ready to go. Give me the Hoosiers.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
IU. Dave.
Nebraska is currently a 2.5-point favorite. They had last week off to help fix their problems and hopefully get Martinez back and healthy. The Hoosiers might be just what the Cornhuskers need to jumpstart them again. Give me Nebraska.
Who are two teams that have not had college game day there this year? Or did they go to Nebraska? I may have been wrong.
They were in Lincoln for the Ohio State game.
Yeah, see, I'm wrong with that. See, strike that from the record. See what happens.
They're going to be in Memphis.
I hear that.
Supposedly.
I hear that.
Alex has inside sources.
Nebraska.
Indiana is playing for a bowl bid, and Nebraska is not. I love this Coach Allen, Indiana.
Indiana put 31 points on Michigan State just a few weeks ago. If they can score on the Spartans like that, they're going to have no trouble with the Huskers. Give me Indiana.
Game number five, Notre Dame at Michigan. The Wolverines, a 1.5-point favorite, Alex.
This one just, I don't know. I am confused as to why the money has sort of gone towards the Wolverines. I like Notre Dame in this matchup.
Notre Dame had last week to get ready for this game. Ryan Kelly has never won at Michigan. The Irish are 18-2 against the spread on the road in October. The Wolverines are 1-9 against the spread the last 10 games after playing Penn State. Give me the Irish.
I'll take Rutgers. I'm rolling with Harbaugh this week. I got a feeling.
I'm going to go that way as well.
I really like the numbers that Dave just threw out there, but that had nothing to do with my decision. In the name of chaos, give me Notre Dame.
We will wrap up with Iowa going to...
Aren't you
going to
pick? Did you pick?
Oh, that's... I'm sorry. See, I wrote my picks in ahead of time this week, and I'm just all... I'm flustered here. I went with Notre Dame.
Okay.
So was I. Can I get a glass of water?
Yeah, Mark's a little parched.
Well, no,
here.
You took Michigan, Mark. No.
Northwestern hosting Iowa tomorrow. We'll pick this game at 10.5, and the tiebreaker this week: total yards rushing and receiving for Tyler Goodson. Dave.
Well, Northwestern, as an underdog, has won and covered the last three games in this series. Pat Fitzgerald is 16-7-1 as an underdog since 2016. Recent history says this game will be close. The Hawkeyes win a close one, but do not cover. Tiebreaker Goodson for 58 yards.
Oh, man. I think Iowa's going to win this thing by more than 10.5. 11. They're going to win it by 11. And I wrote down 57, but that would be silly to take that number. So I'm going to go with 41.
Which team's going to be hungrier? And that's very difficult to figure out. But based on statistics and what we've seen, you've got to take Northwestern to cover. You don't have to, but I am.
What's your tiebreaker, Mark?
I'm going to go 8.
Oh, wow.
Does he break his ankle on the first play of the game? That's macabre. Good God.
He had 6 rushing yards last week, he caught one nice pass.
Okay. It's still a free country. Mark can choose whatever he wants to do, Kyle.
We spent all week talking about it. Everything we know tells us this game's going to be close. Give me Northwestern. And with Goodson, I think we see something like 60 rushing yards, another 50 receiving, 110.
I'm going to roll with Northwestern here as well. If you heard my sports view earlier today, I have seen Northwestern win more games at Ryan Field than I have the Iowa Hawkeyes since I've covered this rivalry. Northwestern, close game, low scoring, and I'm going to go with 62.
I'm going to say this is going to be a late backdoor cover for Iowa. One of those ugly games where Northwestern's offense is just bad enough not to score enough points to keep it close, but Iowa can't pull away. But a late touchdown, Iowa covers, and I will go ahead and say...
9.
31.
Okay, so anything between 8 and 31, and I'm good. All right.
41 and 57. I like that. That's a meaty area right there. All right, we need 6 contestants right now. Give us a call if you've been a winner over the last 30 days. Please do not call in, otherwise you're eligible. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. If your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. Who's coming up on the Friday edition of the Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn?
Well, Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com will be with us at 6:05 tonight. And Jack Hockaday, the former Hawkeye linebacker, is doing something really cool post-football career. We're going to be chatting with him about that tonight.
Nice, nice. Dave, good to see you.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you.
Likewise.
Will you be watching Rutgers and Liberty? It's on the Big Ten Network.
Will anyone be watching Rutgers and Liberty? That's the bigger question.
That's part of the toilet bowl teaser, right?
The TBT, as we like to say.
Dave Koken said he doesn't care how big a game it is.
No, he does not. There's a line, there's a spread, and he looks at it. That's the best thing to do. All right, tonight we're heading up to the Uni Dome, and it'll be Prairie and Cedar Falls. We'll have it at 7 o'clock thereabouts at 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, Iowa City West at Iowa City High for the Battle of the Boot. Game 3 of the World Series on 107.5 FM. All those things come up tonight at 7 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you tonight up at the Dome in Cedar Falls.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost?